to get a good grasp of why the Imam did what he did, who the Imam was, how he looked at his movement, and why he brought the women and children with him, why he left and didn't listen to those who were telling him that the destination only holds and bears death for him. He said, "Oh Imam Hussein, I don't want to follow you, I don't want to help you, because for me my life is very dear." And as I said, he didn't live too long after Imam Hussein anyway. "My life is very dear." As the caravan of Imam Hussein alayhi salam gets closer and closer to that final destination of Karbala, they say that on one of these nights that they were traveling, the Imam was heard repeatedly saying, "Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un." And this is something that is recited when there's a tragedy. It means we belong to Allah and to Him is our return. Here Ali ibn al-Akbar, the son of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, he asks his father, "What has gone wrong, O father, that you are saying this repeatedly?" "I nodded off for a minute on the horse while we were traveling, and I saw someone coming and saying that these people are moving and traveling in nighttime, and death are following and traveling with them." Now here, upon hearing this, someone might get upset, someone might lose their hope. What does Ali ibn al-Akbar say? "May you not see any bad in your life, O father. But if this happens and death is following us, are we not on the true path?" And the Imam of course answers, "Yes, we are on the true path." If that's the case, we're on the true path, then it doesn't matter for us that we're going to die, as long as we're on the true path. For Ubaidullah and the likes of Ubaidullah, what counts is their life. But Ali ibn al-Akbar understands that real life that comes after this world revolves around the truth. That's why for him, truth is important. And this reminds you of the story of Prophet Ibrahim and his son. When Prophet Ibrahim told his son, "O son, I see in my dreams that I am slaughtering you." This was a revelation by God. His son's answer was, "Inshallah, O father, God willing, I will be of those who are patient when this is happening." Here Ali ibn al-Akbar says, "I just want the truth. I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." This is the son of an imam.